Banks reopened this week after the EU gave Greece a more than $7 billion bridge loan, allowing the government to catch up on payments to the IMF on Monday. The move came after Parliament approved an increase in the pension age and hiked value-added taxes by 10%. In order to qualify for a further $50 billion bailout package, on Wednesday, lawmakers will vote on even more austerity, including provisions that would make it easier to evict people late on their rent, harder to declare bankruptcy, and could allow the government to seize money for individual savings accounts in excess of $100,000. This new bailout deal comes at a great price for the recently elected Syriza-led government of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. After the vote, the four left-wing ministers openly against the deal resigned the parliament, taking with them more than 30 other members of the Syriza party. Panagiotis Lafazanis, leader of the left platform, explains.
I will not vote for the third memorandum. With the memorandum, the country does not go forward, it gets destroyed. The message from the Prime Minister, memorandum of destruction, is a terrorist dilemma.
New ministers, mainly from the right-wing government ally Independent Greeks Party, were sworn in on Saturday. Because of the shift in power, the current Syriza-led government has lost its majority, and new elections may be ahead. Although the economic and political instability has shaken Greek society, recent polls show that public support for Syriza remains strong. However, some analysts dismiss the polls, saying that the public has been distracted by more than 30 wildfires across the country during the weekend, overshadowing the chaotic political situation. This Wednesday's vote will be coupled with huge demonstrations. The second biggest union, the Public Servant Union, ADHD, is calling for a strike and a rally. The All Workers Militant Front, supported by the Greek Communist Party, is organizing rallies in more than 50 cities nationally, and farmer unions are also planning to join workers in Athens with their tractors. Instability is deepening despite the bailout agreement. Prime Minister Tsipras is losing the internal battle in his party, and the price could prove to be the demise of the left-wing government. Aris Economou for FSRN in Athens.